Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW. In Sitka, joining me in the studio this morning to talk about high school sports and activities are Andrew Frisky, the athletic director over at Mount Edgecombe High, and Coach Robbie Jarville of the Sitka Wolves swim team. And we're going to start with swimming first. Robbie, who you got there in your arms?
Oh, this is Olivia, my daughter. So,
has she shown an aptitude yet for the pool?
Oh yeah, she's been in the pool lots. It'll be something she knows how to do, I'm sure.
And I bet she's already good at getting up early.
Yes.
Okay.
It all works.
Robbie, you brought a couple of your swimmers with you. Who have you got here?
I've got Ava Parrish, a freshman, and Evan MacArthur, a sophomore at Sitka High.
Okay. Ava and Evan, I'm going to ask you guys how you did at Petersburg last weekend. But, Robbie, I wonder, before I talk to them, tell us where things stand in the swimming season. You guys have won at Petersburg, and I know you did really good at in a meet in Juneau recently. It seems like your team is the team to catch.
Yeah, it's we ended last year, the boys got second at state, and we were short on girls last year. We couldn't even fuel a relay until Sarah Rasmussen was done with cross country, and we had our fourth girl. But yeah, the boys are again very strong. We have a wonderful freshman class that came in, and we've got 14 boys on the squad, and this year we have 9 girls. So,
wow,
a wonderful step up from last year. And they're good. The ladies are competing. The first weekend we swam against Juneau Douglas in a duel, and our girls did good. They're very young. Juneau Douglas will be one of the top 3 ladies teams in the state. Then we went to Petersburg last weekend, and the ladies took second both nights with a couple false starts on some relays. So, no, there's a lot of good things to come with the Lady Wolves in swimming, for sure. And the boys are right where they need to be. Again, in the region, if everyone does their job, it should be no problem coming out the number one team from the region for the boys. And Diamond High School will be very strong again, the defending state champs. They lost a few more seniors, but they also got a good freshman class coming in. So it'll be very good. But again, it's just stepping stone to that Saturday.
Okay.
At the end of the year, it all comes down to one weekend. And that's what I relate to the kids, and they're starting to buy into that and believe into that. And, we leave again this weekend to go have a tri meet with Juneau. JD and Thunder Mountain in Juneau this weekend on Friday night. So we'll put everything to the test again. But so far, so good. And it's great to have, 23 kids in the pool again. And they're coming together very well as a team, both on the girls' side and the boys' side. So very exciting.
All right. Ava and Evan, step on up to the mic there. Ava, are you a club swimmer? Did you swim in the Barracudas before joining the high school team?
Yes.
And what's the difference between going from Barracudas into sort of high school swimming?
High school is definitely more intense. We like twice a day practices, and definitely the team's closer. We're all bonded, and yeah.
Yeah, and it's great to have this many girls on the team this year. Are you swimming with, you're a freshman, are there a lot of girls who moved up from eighth grade onto the freshman?
There's about 4 of us, I think. So that's like more girls than they had last year in the freshman class alone. And then we have Megan Reed, who's a junior, and Maddie Chadwick, who's a senior, and Peyton Campbell, who's a junior.
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad. I think Megan and Maddie are glad to have some company this year for sure. And Ava, I should disclose, I used to play water polo with your mom, and she never hurt me too bad, but there were a couple of times when medical attention was required. Evan, come on up. How are the boys looking? Did you swim last year as a freshman?
No, I didn't swim with high school last year.
What were you doing? Were you swimming? Have you swum with Barracudas?
Yeah, I stayed with the club last year, and I swam through the season.
Okay. How are the boys looking? Are you kind of an older team or a younger team or a balanced team?
We're fairly balanced, and we're doing quite well, actually. All of the meets we've gone to, boys have placed first every night.
Right.
And we got some relays that are looking to be pretty good at state.
Yeah, it looked like you guys won the 200. Did you win the 200 medley or the 200 freestyle in Petersburg? 200 free. You guys won a lot of stuff down in Petersburg. Yeah. Are you worried about maybe being overconfident at all? I mean, how does it affect your training, knowing that you've won pretty easily the past couple meets?
I'm not worried about being overconfident. You just use your confidence to know that you can get better and you can beat them again.
All right. That's a good attitude. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning. Evan MacArthur is a sophomore on the Sitka High Wolf swimming team. Ava Parrish, a freshman, and Coach Robbie Jarvel. Good luck this weekend in Juneau, Robbie.
Thank you for having us.
All right. And good luck, Olivia. You good girl. We're going to bring in Denali Hodgson. Am I getting that close?
Denali.
Oh, sorry. Denali. Come on and step up to that mic, Denali. Yeah, that one's fine. You can pull it up a little bit. Denali, I'm going to pop the question. How tall are you?
I'm 5'11".
Okay, and probably you had a few blocks this past weekend with...
Yeah, I had a couple blocks against Sitka High, our games that we played. The first one, first match on Friday, we won them 3-0, and then on this Saturday, we won them
3-0.
First game we lost, and then the next three matches we won.
So. Okay. And Denali, you are a junior.
Yes.
And you're from Fairbanks, right?
Correct.
So have you been playing on Edgecombe volleyball for a while?
No, Edgecombe, this is my first year on their team. I played for West Valley High School these last 2 years as a freshman on JV and varsity as a sophomore.
Okay. Was the success of Edgecombe in volleyball a factor in your decision to come to school here?
That was definitely it helped. So it was different dropping down from 4A to 3A, but I'm adjusting pretty well and glad that I made the choice.
What do you feel about, I mean, the perennial complaint about these early sports at Edgecombe is you just don't get enough time to practice before you compete, and you had faced no other opponents before you met Sitka this past weekend, and Sitka had played... Sitka had played somewhere the previous...
They had played Petersburg.
Right, they had played Petersburg. And Denali, you guys were just coming in cold to this match. How does that, you know, do you have butterflies, or how do you know how you're going to shape up as a team?
Well, it's definitely different because we haven't had the same amount of time to perfect our chemistry with each other, and coming in from different areas around the state definitely gives us a disadvantage. But as our coach says, we have the farthest to improve, and we can just go that extra mile with it.
Yeah,
so.
And Sitka did not exactly roll over in this. I mean, it wasn't as easy as this as the final sort of the game count makes it seem.
Yeah,
was it?
No, they put up a pretty good play, so we. I don't know.
it was tough. And Andrew, Edgecombe is going to face Sitka again in volleyball because this is the new story in 3A, right, in Southeast.
Yeah, so they'll face them two more times midweek coming up in the next month and a half. So they're four times this year, and that goes with volleyball, girls and boys basketball. So be a lot of Edgecombe-Sitka games going on. And I did want to say that both games over at Sitka and Mount Edgecombe were the highest attendance I've ever seen for volleyball matches on both sides. I mean, just great. A great atmosphere, and the first time I saw in warm-ups, Denali was warming up, you know, and all the crowd shouted after she spiked it, you know, and she got a smile on her face. She couldn't help herself. She was trying to be serious, but I think it was pretty neat to see that. So a little bit different atmosphere, I think.
Well, yeah, the Lady Braves are defending state champions, so they're gonna get people's attention, and people are going to be trying to take you know, take the Lady Braves down.
Yeah, and that's a good kind of segue there for this week. You know, we have two of the better South 3A schools in the state coming down this week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We have Grace Christian from Anchorage and Eielson Air Force Base from Fairbanks area, and they're both going to be here playing Sitka and Edgecombe. And those start at 7 o'clock Thursday, Friday, and we'll flip-flop them. They'll be in best out of three at 4:45, and then we'll flip-flop on Thursday and Friday. So at 7 o'clock will be Grace Christian at Mount Edgecombe on Thursday, and then Eielson will be over at Sitka. Then we'll flip-flop them Friday.
Okay.
And then we'll flip-flop again on Saturday. So there's actually going to be six games total in 3 days. So chances are if you walk to one of the gyms anytime after 4 o'clock, there'll be some volleyball going on.
Okay, because, two teams coming down, two teams here in Sitka. They'll each play on Thursday and Friday, and then reverse it, as you say. So
yeah. I think we have game on Saturday.
Yeah. 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock are the game times on Saturday.
Okay. 3 and 6.
It'll be 6 p.m. Eielson and Sitka High, and 6 p.m. Grace Christian Mount Edgecombe.
And we're probably going to be seeing more of this in basketball, too, since 3A has been pared down in Southeast. We're going to be seeing some of these teams from north.
We have Thunder Mountain and Valdez coming down next month for the same type of setup, and then we have basketball teams coming down. In fact, it's the best home schedule that Mount Edgecombe's ever had, just because we need to bring schools in, and it's great for the community to see these out-of-region teams. So we're real excited for this year's schedule, both volleyball and basketball.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it's going to be exciting. I mean, the volleyball season couldn't have gotten off to a more exciting start with the home-and-home series with Sitka and Edgecombe, and it's only going to get more interesting this week. So thanks a lot for coming in, Denali. Denali, help me with your last name again?
Hodgden.
Hodgden is a junior from Fairbanks. She's playing volleyball for the Lady Braves. Andrew Frisky is the athletic director over at Mount Edgecombe. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks, Rob.
Every Tuesday morning, we talk about high school sports and activities here on Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.